185 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
Charlie Zone off the greatest Alpha Pound Radio. What's up, everybody? Yeah, well, I plan to move to Las Vegas this year to prolong the legendary winning streak. It's not for sure, but it's just something I'm discussing with my people, and you know, I'm already looking for houses over there. Apartments, houses, condominiums, stuff like that. Yeah, yeah, Las Vegas would be nice, you know. Yeah, see, the thing is, the breakup with my girlfriend recently, it changed a lot of things. Because I was supposed to, because my ex-girlfriend, I talked to her actually yesterday. Yeah, it doesn't look like we're getting back together. I don't know. I don't want to talk shit about her because what if we do end up getting back together? So whatever, you know, let's just leave it at that. But she lives in Italy. She's Russian, but she lives in Italy, and you know, really hot girl. Come on, you saw my ex-wife. Yeah, she actually looks like Daria, blonde hair. You know, just a hot, attractive blonde, man. You know, and yeah, what can I say? It just didn't work out, but it was working out. But then, I don't know, man. You know, she got some women like that that. So that changed a lot of plans. I plan to move to Italy and then travel all, like, it's not all over Europe, then travel to a lot of places in Europe and knock everyone out, get to, well, 200 or no, I can get to L.A. and Vegas, you know, but I plan to fight a lot longer than that. Like I said, I plan to fight for another 16 years. 16 years and 3 months. Well, I'm 29 and 3 months till 28. So 29 to 45, that's age 45 is the final year that I'm going to, and you know, have gloves on and hang them up. But we're looking, if competition, opposition starts, well, there is no competition, I'm too good. If motherfuckers start stepping up like the way they did last year and the year before, then we're looking at 500, 600, 700, no, maybe even 1,000, no. I mean, like, that's a lot of fights, but, well, think about it. I mean, I won 72 fights last year. If that happens again, fuck, man, I'm the greatest of all time. I'm 185-0 as we speak, as I'm on air, as of today. 185-0. That is the most wins without a loss. You know what I'm saying? There may be fighters out there with more wins, but they have like 80, 90 losses. You know what I'm saying? And trust me, when it's all said and done, I'm going to have the most wins. Well, the most wins, period. Like the winningest fighter in boxing, in fighting history, Charlie Zono. I already am. 185-0, man. Numbers don't lie. You know what I'm saying? Win 186, I'm going to brutally knock out or stop my opponent. Like, I either knock him out like I did to the Kung Fu champion, which was my best fucking win ever, or stop him like I did to Troy with a vicious 1-2 that it sounded like a fucking shotgun fucking hit him. Yeah, man, my last fucking... Man, everyone's been great, man. But my last fucking my last four wins were phenomenal. I beat up that Marine. He quit right away. And then after that, I just, like, stepped it up a notch, facing even better competition by beating Anthony Thompson. You know, a 6'4", tall, lanky, skilled, you know, professional boxer with an undefeated amateur record. I beat the guy's ass, and he's not answering his phone on me. He texted me something about a rematch in Las Vegas, and I said, okay, I can come back to Vegas. We can do the rematch, man, how you want it. And now he's not replying. But look, I'm not going to disrespect him. You know, the guy put on the gloves, he lost, and he admitted he lost on the video. So even though we continued after that, but still, yeah, I ended up stopping him. He quit. I didn't knock him out like I knocked out the Kung Fu champion, but yeah, I beat him. I mean, it was a great win. Kung Fu Champion, it was the best KO in history. The greatest knockout ever. I mean, look at the guy's stance. I mean, he was telling me that he's a southpaw. Like, he was trying to kind of... Listen, I've been in this game for a long time, 13 years, fighting as a professional. 13 years. And believe me, me being the GOAT in boxing, pound number one fighter in the world, everything I say about this game, everything I say, you fucking better validate it. That motherfucker, that Kung Fu champion, the bald black guy, he tried to, you know, intimidate me, you know, by saying, hey, you know, I'm a southpaw, you know, I'm a southpaw. Like, meaning, like, you know how it's a stereotype for regular fighters to think that if your orthodox is going up against the southpaw, it could be, you know, an uncomfortable style. He thought he was going in there probably for like a 12-round match or a 5-round match. You know what I mean? He had no idea the power that he was about to get hit with. Same thing, what I tell these delusional mainstream fighters, when I tell these clowns, when I punk Chuck Liddell in Beverly Hills, I tell them, it's like, you pussies on TV, you play, you guys have feather-fisted pillow fights that last for 36 minutes. If Charlie Zelenov goes full out, it's lights out. And it was lights out for that Kung Fu champion. When I hit him, watch, pay attention to the left hook I hit him in the jaw. His legs went, and then when his legs went, that was it. He was already falling. And as he was falling, I knocked him on his back. Knocked him out. The greatest one ever. Mike Tyson wouldn't be able to tie my fucking boxing laces. I would do the same to Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson's overrated. 6 losses. 6 times. There's a blueprint to beating Mike Tyson 6 different times. Bums, too. Bums beat him. Yeah, the real all-time greats don't lose to Danny Williams and Kevin McBride. These delusional haters that hate on me and support Tyson, they're going to defend Tyson and say that, oh, he was old or he broke his knee or some shit like that against Danny Williams. Okay, what about before he broke his knee? He was losing every round to Danny Williams. Danny Williams is horrible. He's horrible. Look at the fighters I beat. Anthony Thompson. Look at Wee-Wa-Wee-O, man. These guys, Danny Williams. These guys would beat Deontay Wilder. I beat Deontay Wilder. Now, I'm tired of hearing the name Deontay Wilder. He is a fucking joke. He's a clown. Same with Jules Zavala. Before, I used to rate Jules Zavala really high. I'm not going to completely disregard him because then that would, you know, I don't want to downplay my own victory. But that was a great win, shutting out Jules Zavala. But the thing is, after beating the Sambo Russian, the ninjutsu guy, the ninjutsu Muay Thai guy, Anthony Thompson, 180-0 Lee, after beating all these guys, man, I realized southpaw still, man, he would fucking destroy Joe Zavala. After beating all these guys, I realized how overrated these mainstream fighters are. And Joe Zavala, he has power against television fighters, against fucking shitty-ass TV fighters. When you put him in there with Charlie Zelenov, that's why I made the comparison. See? He's in there on television. He's winning easily. But then you put him in there in the underground, the real pros, the hardcore pros, the real fucking pros. He gets his ass kicked. And these delusional haters, they can't explain it because they know I'm right and they're fucking sick in the head. They're just trolling. You know what I mean? Fuck them. Wilder and Zavala, I don't know, man. I had the GOATs top 10. I kind of been changing it. They need to fight each other. I mean, Zavala definitely has more power than Wilder. Well, they both, I don't know. I mean, yeah, Wilder got reach, but Zavala's bigger, wider than Wilder. He's bigger than Wilder. If he gets inside and throws some hooks, he'll knock Wilder out. Probably Zavala would beat Wilder. Listen, Wilder is, he's a pussy, man. I hit Wilder with that left hook, and I clobbered him in the ring, and then he sucker punched me. That's it. And lost that one, too, by DQ. But look at, but see, a 2017 Charlie Zelenoff, we're talking different animal, way different animal. We're talking a whole different animal. Look at the way I fight now and the way when I was, listen, to take nothing away from what I did in 2014. I beat Joseph Law and I beat Deontay Wilder in 2014. In the ring, I looked spectacular against Deontay Wilder. Take nothing away, but we're talking, I'm a different fighter now. I'm stronger, a lot stronger. The Kung Fu knockout, man. I'm a lot faster, more experienced, more agile. Did you see my last fight? Did you see? Look at the way I was moving and jabbing him and popping him, pot-shotting him. Look at how relaxed I am when I fight now. Look at how confident, how sure, how certain I am that I'm the fucking best to ever lace them up when I fight right now. Look at that. I want you to pay attention to that. Yeah, you see, I always knew I was the best, but now it's just, it's more than I know. It's certainty. It's like, it's so irrefutable that, like, nobody can, no matter what these sick fucking psychotic degenerates, the sick generation in today's era of quote unquote fighting, what they think, I don't know. I don't care, because I know deep in my fucking champion heart that I'm the greatest of all time. I know that. The video shows it. The videos, should I say, the fights show it. And you best believe 186 in May, I'm gonna win by knockout. Charlie's a number one. Yeah, I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, the way that last win was phenomenal. It was just, it was an incredible win. It's like I'm knocking everyone out in 1 second or 2 seconds. And motherfuckers are like, yo, what's, well, yeah, okay, you got power, but can you go some rounds? And then I just, 3 minutes, dude. Again, prolonged rounds. I could have knocked Lee out. I wanted to show the world. We agreed to go 3 minutes, just like with me and Derek. Yeah, Derek the Giant would beat Zavala and Wilder, but he lost to me, and I would destroy Derek in a rematch. There's no point of a rematch. He doesn't deserve a rematch. He got his ass kicked. Listen, speaking of that fight, Derek the Giant admitted that he lost to me right after the fight. He admitted that he lost to me. Then after he saw how many replays I made of it, because come on, beating a 300-pound fucking professional fighter, that is quite an accomplishment. And who wouldn't be proud of that? And he saw it and he was like, you know. Plus that delusional Frederick guy. Yeah, if I ever see that punk, I'm going to put him to sleep. But again, him, Rick Robinson, these guys are fucking trolls. For them, getting knocked out by me, it would be a lifetime experience. For them, it would be like winning the fucking lottery. It would be like getting, they would be able to brag for the rest of their life that they got punched by Charlie Zelenoff, that they were involved in a fight with Charlie Zelenoff. They lost, but they were still in, you know what I'm saying? But what do I get out of it? Nothing. Look at my last opponent. He was 180-0. 180-0. You don't have to be 180-0 to fight me, but you got to be, like, I think Anthony Thompson's actually better than Lee. I thought about it. Yeah, I don't know. They need to fight each other. It's close. It's really close. Lee could beat him. Lee could beat him, definitely. But it could go either way. But if I had to put odds, I'd put Thompson as a 2-1 favorite. Just because he did better against me. They both got slaughtered by me, but, you know, listen, they were both punching bags for me, but judging by the punch stats, Lee didn't land anything, and Thompson went, okay, I landed about eight or nine punches on Thompson, landed about five or six on Lee. Lee didn't land anything on me. He threw two. He landed one in the back of the head, I think. I'm not even sure of that. I think like skinned me, grazed me or something. Then the other one he missed, but Thompson landed two jabs. He landed two, yeah. So based on the performances against me, Thompson did better, and therefore he deserves the number two pound-for-pound rank in the world after Charlie Zelenoff. You know what I'm saying? And all the delusional haters saying that Anthony Thompson, blah, 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 who is he? He's an unknown. Hey, you go fight him. I'm telling you. I beat Deontay Wilder, and I beat Anthony Thompson. And I beat Lee. And I'm telling you, objectively speaking, not because I look, everybody, I have a beef with Wilder. I don't have beef with Thompson and Lee. It was competition. It was, let's see who the better boxer is. Let's put on the gloves. With them, it was like, it was, yeah. But with Wilder, it's just like beef, animosity, hatred. And no, I'm seriously. Come on. If that was the case, now I would just rank Wilder last because I hate him the most out of all my opponents. Well, it's, I don't know. No, I hate DeJean the most. So I'm objectively speaking. Wilder, is he a top 10 fighter in the UBF? Is he a top 10 fighter? Yeah, he's low, though, like 7 or 8. But is he better than the recent opponents that I beat? No. No way. Lee would dodge Wilder's windmills, and he would counter him to sleep. That's it. He would knock Wilder out. I've seen Wilder get rocked by complete fucking bumps. By complete fucking rookies. Like, the Jokers, the, like, Alabama, Arkansas level, you know what I mean? Like, clowns that should, I mean, like, if you consider yourself a top-tier Class A fighter, why would you fight bums like that? You know what I'm saying? Look at my last, like, 3-4 opponents, all world-class fighters, at least top-level. Troy, 3-0 amateur, top-level fighter, undefeated amateur, you know what I'm saying? Okay, 3-0, anybody that says, oh, but he didn't have that many fights, hey, Lee had 180. Same result. He lost two. He didn't get knocked out, but believe me, if I wanted to outbox him. Because now, the haters, they can't say shit. That's why I left the comments on the video. They can't say shit. And the next fight, comments will be open to, because it's going to be a brutal knockout. Next fight, I'm going to go back to my original style, and I'm going to volume punch again. And finish it right away. It's just the last one was such a great win. I want to take a break and just, you know, relax. And not just that. Why do you think I'm trying to move to Vegas? So I can get 186, 187, 188, 200. So I can just get it over with. And I actually plan to get to 200 no head already. Because I'm that confident that I'm not going to lose and that I'm going to get to that milestone, that legendary milestone. Listen, I got to 100 and 0. I'll get to 200 and 0. There's nobody can beat me. The power that I'm throwing, it's on an inhuman level. The speed, the precision, the hand speed, it's not just, see, power is great, but if you just have power, like, Jules Vall has power, not nearly as much as me, but he still has power, a lot of power. But see, he's not that great of a fighter. He's good, but he's not, like, he would, the opponent, I destroyed Zavala. I'm saying the opponents I beat, Lee would crush Zavala. Much better fighter, much more skilled. You know what I'm saying? And Anthony Thompson, Zavala got more power than Anthony Thompson, but Anthony Thompson's a much better boxer. He put that jab in Zavala's face. Zavala wouldn't know what to do. You know what I mean? There you go. And the whole, this delusional troll TV, the whole thing was like, oh, that Lee boxer that you beat, how come we couldn't find him on Google? Hey, listen, clown. You're fucking delusional. See, let me ask you this. How come when you found Gio Zavala, they said the same shit right away when I posted the Zavala shit? They're like, oh, who the fuck is Gio Zavala? You know what I mean? And then when I posted the links, and then they found Zavala, that he's a mainstream fighter, right away. What then? You still talk shit. Yeah, Deontay Wilder's all over Google and Fake Rec and YouTube getting knocked out by me. His sucker punch, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, think about it. You just knock somebody out in the ring. Do you really want to fight them again, especially right like 20 minutes after? Not really, right? You're pretty happy with what happened in the ring. And I was discouraged after the sucker punch. And that's why I falsely accused myself of losing. But then when I watched the tape again and again and again, I'm like, wait a minute. I beat this guy. I beat Deontay Wilder. I'm not going to fucking call it, you know, a victory, a loss. Or victories, should I say? A TKO and then a DQ? Listen, you people will never see me lose. Never. Never. You will never see the day. If you are hoping to see that day, you will never see the day. You fucking haters are going to go to the grave Listen, without ever seeing the day of a Charlie Zonoff loss. Never. Impossible. One-on-one, in boxing rules, stand-up, nobody, and I repeat, nobody, no man in the world can beat me one-on-one. My speed and power is far too superior. I hit way too hard. I've beaten 185 opponents. Nobody will ever beat me. No fucking way. And no more bad days. Like, you know how sometimes I had mediocre days and I still won? Like against Dijon, still beat his ass, still hit him with that four-piece, still outboxed him. Dijon fights 2017 Charlie Zonoff, Dijon would be in the hospital. Every single fight I've been having this year, ain't no bad days. It's been bad days for my opponents. You know what I mean? No, I mean, like, yeah, I made their days bad by beating their ass, but I'm saying I beat it. Anthony Thompson's 25 years old. Prime Anthony Thompson. Beat him. Know what I mean? And, yeah, Zavala was in his 20s. I mean, listen, this whole Mayweather senior excuse, and I knocked Mayweather senior the fuck out. They were all giving, he's an old man. Hey, listen, man, Lee was in his 20s. These motherfuckers are younger than me. All these guys I'm beating, Troy, Kung Fu guy was like in his 30s. Troy was in his 20s. All these guys are in their fucking primes. Okay, that's it. There is no argument. You know what I'm saying? There is no myth. It's the man, the legend, Charlie Zonoff. You know what they say about, like, famous people, about famous fighters, famous athletes? The man, the myth, the legend. The man, the boxing champion, and the legend, Charlie Zonoff. The man, the legend. There's no fucking myth. 185-0, motherfucker. You can't taint the untainted or dispute the undisputed. Nor can you defeat the undefeated. I'm indestructible. 15 shy of 200. I'm going to get there. Like I said, find a new girlfriend. And then weigh my options. Where I'm going to go. I need to relocate. I can get 186 in LA, but I need to relocate to get to 200-0 and 300-0 and so on and so on. Because Los Angeles, I beat everyone's ass. Not just Los Angeles. I went, like, out of the county. You know what I'm saying? I went so far, I went to, like, different places. I drove, like, an hour, like, really far to different places, and they even know me there. Forget California. I called Oakland. I wanted to knock out that bum Andre Ward. They didn't want to take the fight. You know what I'm saying? They use their bullshit mainstream excuses. And Andre Ward is way too small. He does not belong in a ring with Charlie Zonoff. I beat Anthony Thompson, who would murder Andre Ward. I beat Leo, who would murder Andre Ward. Andre Ward is fucking 168. He's a fucking super middleweight. He's way too small. Super middleweight? I'm a middleweight beating super heavyweights. Nice try. S-O-G my ass, man. God didn't give him any skills, man. God gave me all the skills. I'm the fucking chosen one. I'm 185-0. Andre Ward's a bump. And Sergey Kovalev's a bum, too. I'd fucking kill him, too. Listen, these guys are not in my league. I don't need to explain that I can beat them. I beat an average fighter in Deontay Wilder. But as far as the mainstream goes, yeah, I mean, you can say Wilder's the best mainstream fighter. Okay, well, I crushed him. Therefore, there's no argument about, the mainstream is just, that's it. They're exposed and they're disregarded. Wilder's not even top five, pound for pound. Hell no. The ninja guy that I beat, he would murder Wilder. Anthony Thompson, murder Wilder. Lee would murder Wilder. Southpaw Sill would even beat Wilder. He hits harder than Wilder. I don't know. He has a height advantage, but hey. Southpaw Sill, he ain't Charlie Z. He doesn't have my power and speed, but he does have power and speed, and he does have a lot more skill than Wilder. And if he get on that inside, he'd do damage to Wilder. He'd do damage. He hit him in the jaw. Wilder would get knocked out. Southpaw Sill is 5'10", 175. You're awesome, yeah, but I beat his ass, but that's me. I'm Charlie Z, the greatest of all time. You know what I'm saying? So, Yeah, man, I'm just chilling right now. So things have changed. The past few days, I've, like I said, the girlfriend breakup, it was quite a shock to me. I didn't expect it. But, well, I mean, I kind of did, and I kind of didn't. Her attitude changed, but if she tries to get back with me, I mean, I try to get back with her, but if she ever, like, says, hey, what's up, because she hit me up yesterday. I'm saying if she just one day is in a good mood and says, hey, what's up, baby, But, yeah, I don't know, man, because, like, what if I come to Italy and then she fucking dumps me for no reason, you know what I mean? I don't want to, unpredictable bitches like that, I don't know, man, it's just, that's why it was so hard to leave Daria, because Daria, why divorce Daria? It's just in June, officially, where the divorce will, I'll have the papers in my hands, therefore, anybody that says Daria dumped me, I'll show you that it was the truth. I don't need to prove anything, but I left the Ukraine, and she was begging me back, and I told her no. That's why she found another guy. If she has no, what is she going to be, alone for the rest of her life? She'll always love Charlie Zonoff. But she'll remember that when she had Charlie Zonoff, for 2 years as a husband. I met her in 2014. She, like, may have been great in sex and info and all that, but she took me for granted. She did drugs, alcohol. She wanted to live the party life, and I told her, baby, what do you want to do? You can't have both. You're either a wife or you're going to live in the party world, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? She wanted both. And a major drama queen. I'm not saying that Daria was horrible. She was just not the one. I don't know what's going to happen in this lifetime. Anything can happen. Maybe fucking 5 years, 3 years, let's say 5 years pass. And, of course, I'm getting married again. Let's say it doesn't work. I hope it works out with my second wife. But let's say it doesn't work out with the second wife, and me and Daria, and then she'll break up with that fat-ass clown. And me and Daria, she'll be older by then, and then we'll consider reconcile and all that. Who knows what's going to happen? I doubt I'll ever get back with her, but you never know. When I broke up with her the first time, I said, is that I filed for divorce. The people get divorced and remarry. I mean, it happens. You know what I mean? Probably wouldn't be a good idea. It's just best to completely, I mean, I filed for the divorce. If I really wanted, if I really think about it, logic, if I really wanted Daria back, it's simple. She told me that if I ever come back to Ukraine, she's mine. I wouldn't even have to knock out. Are you kidding me, man? If I hit that fat guy, they'd give me life in prison. The guy, he would fucking drop dead. What could I do? I'd beat a 180-0 fighter, man. If I call Daria and say, baby, I'm coming back to Ukraine, you best believe she's dumping that clown. You know what I'm saying? Because by law, I'm still her husband. And I don't know, but I could call off the divorce. But then it would just be complicated because they already sent all the paperwork. They already sent all the paperwork to Ukraine, so it's just be complicated. I don't know. It's just not. So we'll let the divorce go through. Listen, my destiny is with another one. Me and the Russian girl from Italy, everything was working out. She was kind of stuck up. I did not mention that to anybody because it's my personal life, but now I can say whatever. She was kind of stuck up, and I still got her to open up to me. But, I don't know. I'm going to go to the club tonight and meet a brand new hot girl. Like her, my girlfriend. I haven't been in the club in a while. So. See what happens. See what happens. Only great things are happening for the GOAT, man. Charlie Z, number one. Yeah, well, one thing's fact. I mean, I'm going to find another Russian-Ukrainian girl, go back there, go to Europe, because a lot of them are in Europe, get to the 200 and 0. Listen, man, no matter what, Charlie Zhonoff is going to be victorious, not just in boxing, but in life, in the love life, in the fight life, fighting life. Always victorious, no matter what. Charlie Z will always be victorious. Just remember that, you delusional scumbag haters. Just remember that. That's it. I just want you to know that.